With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. October 2019 has been a busy month for the NCBA. The NCBA's Ethan Lane is the new VP of Government Affairs and says they've been working along with the White House to get some critical work done for ranchers as well as beef producers.
With this administration and this president, things move quickly, and some of our members reached out and said, hey, the White House is asking us, you know, if we can be there in the next 24 hours for this next event. So it speaks to the speed with which I think this White House is trying to move to make sure they get some wins on the board and show producers around the country and voters around the country that they're trying to deliver on those promises that were made during the election.
And it's been a big month personally for Lane as well, who is now filling the shoes of Colin Woodall, who also just moved up into the role of CEO of the NCBA.
My goal is to make sure we further that and continue that and make sure that environment continues to exist, because that's what's going to allow us to provide this important work that we do for cattle producers across the country, across such a huge range of issues. Really and truly, my biggest challenge is just to try to maintain what he's built and keep putting W's on the board.
This month alone, the NCBA has been involved in a huge trade agreement that was made with Japan, as well as dealing with the explosion of fake meat available in restaurants across the country. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.